Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today as we get closer to Christmas. We have a giant show in store for you this week. My first guest, my buddy Tony Orlando, will be talking about what he's going to be doing for Christmas and beyond. Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys are doing a concert every night now until Christmas night, December 25th, at the Gaylord Palms in Nashville. We'll talk to him about that and chat with Melinda Emerson about small business, actress Sharon Gless from Cagney and Lacey will be here. She's got a brand new book out. There's a show on Oxygen called 9/11 Crisis Center. Joining us will be Essence Sullins and Nancy Woodward. Then actor John Voight will be on the program. And we'll talk about hateful speech in America with Marion Salzman. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be back with Tony Orlando.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
It's a Merry Christmas. Oh, it's a very special Christmas. Cause Christmas, it's Christmas in New York.
That rendition of that song, as I do our next guest, and I got to tell you something, it's not Christmas or any holiday around here unless we have my buddy on the line with us right now, none other than the great Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how are you? Merry Christmas, my friend.
I've learned one thing. I've learned to idolize you now that I do radio. I learned very quickly that it's an art form that most people take for granted. They really don't understand what you do. Because you make it sound so easy and so graceful. And I do the show and I go, why am I talking over this person? Why am I not asking an intelligent question? Why didn't I prepare and write something out here? How does Ron Sedgy does? Then I go into the studio with you. You don't have any notes. You just come off the cuff. And you do it all perfect. I think I hate you.
I'm going to say, now I'm going to be very honest with you, okay? I don't do knock three times as good as you.
Oh, there you go. People really don't know. I've been listening to radio all my life, all of us. So you hear it, you take it for granted. The guy comes on, he talks, he plays a record or whatever. They do not really know. I've done it all, Broadway, television. You know that.
I know.
Not at all. Movies. But this is a medium. I that you don't see the person, truly the theater of the mind.
Yeah, it is. I think it's important to note, ladies and gentlemen, that Tony is talking about the fact that he's celebrating his one-year anniversary as a radio announcer every Saturday night.
Now, there's an example. There's an example, everybody. Here I am blabbering away about radio without telling you what he's telling you. So he's sitting there going, this idiot has not mentioned why he's talking like this. Let me save him and cover his butt.
Now, so every Saturday night, 10 to midnight, on WABC, Tony has his radio show. He had it for now. This is going into his 13th month. And I got to tell you something, right? He does a fantastic job. Now, I'm not telling you that because we're like family together. You do a fantastic job. Every week, he's got an artist that'll blow you away. Everybody comes and wants to talk, Tony. I did something I've never done with you, okay? I went online because I thought it'd be cute if I come up with some of the things that you have done during your remarkable career. I thought I'd, like, surprise you, you know, telling people... He's the vice president formerly of CBS Music and founded all these people, James Taylor, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Barry Manilow. He's got all these awards, Congressional Medal of Honor Award, all this stuff. And then I realized that you have so much stuff here. If indeed I ran down this thing, which is almost the size of War and Peace, that we would be here just before Easter. So, ladies and gentlemen, go on Wikipedia and find this yourself, because this guy has done everything.
Like in radio, again, go back to what you do.
You're natural at this. I mean, I have talked to a million people who know you, mutual friends of ours, and they all say, Tony is a people person. Remember Frankie Avalon telling me that. He's a people person. You could walk in a room with the president of Russia, Putin, and make him feel at ease. That's just the way he is, ladies, really, honestly. Now, you're doing radio. You're touring again. You have a project that we'll talk about at another time because it's still percolating, but it's an exciting project. People said James Brown was the hardest working man in show business. That might have been because they didn't know Tony as well, okay?
Thank you. Well, the project that you're talking about is a Broadway show.
Okay.
And you know you've heard the music to the Broadway shows. You're like my brother. Claudia's like my sister, your beautiful wife, and I love you both like blood relatives. You know that.
I know, and I feel
so. And so you know the background, and it was kind of you to try to protect it. What's happened with it is the pandemic, because they canceled Broadway. It closed down for a year. You know, 400,000 people or so have moved out of New York for whatever reasons, taxes or whatever. They were Broadway goers because of social distance. It's just now starting to get open again, and we felt the gentleman who was back this show and convinced to write it, it's written, it's done. It's accepted. We have very strong producers and writers now finishing it off. We're able to take it to Broadway as soon as this pandemic settles into a normalcy. But it has put it in hold, and it's like a dangling, a sentence that's not finished with a period. It's just there, a dangling participle.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to happen. God's in control in my life. I've always learned that a long time ago, that you put your faith in the Lord and you think you're going left, but he has you going right.
Yeah.
So if he says I go right, I'm on Broadway. If he says I go left, I'm sleeping at your house.
I was just going to say, if he goes left, you're on my show. You know? So try to go right, will you? Because I hate to have you go down a notch. You know, Tony has so many great stories. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to say no, but I'm going to tell you this anyway. They talk about Elvis being the full package, but Tony has done television. Tony's done movies. Tony's done recording. Tony's been on Broadway. Tony's written a book. Elvis never wrote a book. Elvis was never on Broadway, okay? Elvis never had a television show. So when I say he's the full package, I think he is truly the absolutely full package. And I don't remember Elvis doing a radio show. You should get the Branson Mafia now, you know, the Memphis Mafia. Maybe Colonel Parker was right when he wanted to have you be a preacher.
You know, Elvis was a good friend of mine.
I know.
And still, Priscilla is a very good friend of mine.
Yes, she loves you.
And I had Priscilla on the show, on the radio show. She talked about Elvis being a very, like she said, it was interesting. You're a performer too, you know. You're a good, great singer, great entertainer, and you still go out and perform. And so, you know, we get nervous before the show. right?
Yeah.
Killing butterflies and worry. You never think that Elvis, being he was Elvis, the king, he could have gone out there and, I don't know, sang flat or sharp, but no one would have cared.
Mm-mm.
And although he was always in key, he said he would be very nervous, almost to the point of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, he was human, so she said, she asked him, Elvis, why are you so nervous? He said, this is a new audience. This isn't the same people that were there last night.
Right.
A simple little thought like that, you'd never think would make King of Rock and Roll this extraordinary once in a lifetime would be nervous to go out like that. And she said he would be very nervous. And having butterflies is one thing. Very nervous, never. The only time I was ever that nervous was when I went on The Tonight Show. Your friend said, Ed McMahon, I told this to Ed, I would literally feel my stomach before I did The Tonight Show. There was so much on the line.
Right.
You had to come through, and you had 40 million people watching you, and you had references of the person last night who killed him, and you're going out there, and you're expected to raise Johnny's show to a level that is equal to his audience's ratings. It was such. So then I asked Sammy Davis, and he's a friend of yours, too.
Right.
I said, Sam, you ever get nervous? He said, I only got nervous going on the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and The Tonight Show. And I said, The Tonight Show? He said, listen to this. He would actually, before the Academy Awards, he would go in and he'd have to throw up. He was so nervous.
Really?
Now, you'd never think that that would come from someone who is pound for pound the greatest performer I ever saw, other than Bobby Darin. They both incredible stage entertainers. He would get that nervous. So a nervous factor is there. To be that nervous is rare.
Yeah, it's rare. And, you know, I always say that you're only as good as your last performance. So no matter what you did yesterday, if you go out there and blow it today, whether it's on stage or on radio or television, yesterday doesn't make a difference. It's today. And, you know, that throwing up thing, I can relate to that because on my honeymoon, I threw up like crazy. I was a wreck.
Claudia, that's a compliment.
I was a nervous wreck. I didn't know what the... I
Claudia, think about it. That's a compliment. His expectation of what that honeymoon was going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
It was brutal. Oh, it really was. Tony and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Silent night, holy night.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. And our very special guest on this Christmas 2021 is Tony Orlando. And Tony, I got to do something real quick here, okay? I got to do this. Everybody knows all of Tony Orlando's hits. In addition to Tie a Yellow Ribbon and Knock Three Times and My Sweet Gypsy Rose and He Don't Love You Like I Love You and all the great other songs that he does. But I want you to listen to this, okay? I found this the other day and I couldn't stop listening to it. So you got to listen to this.
Every time I face the world, I just had to cry. I stood alone with no love of my own, but then you have been by. Oh, darling, bless you. Bless every breath that you take. Yeah, bless every...
That is sensational, Tony. I love that song.
Well, that was a big hit for Dave.
I found it the other day. Yeah, of course, I knew it was out, but I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I'm listening to it over and over and over again, and somebody in the office comes in and says, what are you listening to? I says, listen to this song by Tony Orlando.
Now, I was only 17.
Tony's going to come down and spend some time with us after the first year.
Sometime in the future in my life, I want to do a radio show with you. I've been telling you this for you. I think we would have a ball, you and
would.
I tell you, what makes radio so much fun is that you can come in, you can do the show in your pajamas, for God's sake. I do the show from my home.
Mm-hmm.
These days you could do that. You don't have to go into your fancy studio like you have at your home. I mean, let me tell you something. This man has a studio that you could make records in, do radio shows in. If you had a camera, you could do a podcast that would top all podcasts.
I'm going to start, and I want you to do too. You haven't seen my new studio, though. That's what I'm waiting for you to come. Well, you saw it online because we did a thing with Joey Fatone. But you got to come down and see. And, you know, it's right off of your bedroom. So all you have to do is walk about 4 feet outside under a canopy. You're in there, and it's the Tony Orlando Show.
Well, let me tell you, doing the show out of my bedroom to your studio, I remember being there and being in your studio, and you had a dog, a little dog,
Presley,
that could sing.
Yes.
And every time the dog would hear the Beach Boys,
right,
the dog would actually sing.
Good vibrations, yep.
Good vibrations.
Yeah.
It was hard to believe, everybody, but it would have been America's Got Talent's biggest hit. This little dog, I think it was a chihuahua, right?
No, it was a poodle, like you had, a little white poodle.
A little poodle, and a little tiny poodle.
Yeah.
And he would play Good Vibrations, and that dog would take off, and it would sing, and I mean sing.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I brought him on stage once with me when I was playing in Branson, and he stole the show, really. He was a unique dog, but yeah, he sang. You saw it. Where are you going to be for Christmas?
Oh, I will be at my home in Las Vegas for Christmas. Then I fly from Vegas to Atlantic City, and I do for New Year's Eve.
Trying to get Tony to come down, spend some time in the studio. We do some singing, maybe go see one of my shows, because I've seen many of his, and just have a good time, tell a few stories, and have a few laughs, because when I'm with him, I have the best time in the world. I really do. Tony, Christmas wouldn't be the same without you, my friend. I really mean it. Thank you so much for your friendship.
Well, I value this friendship. Claudia is, we don't get together often. That my times with you and Claudia and my wife, Freddie, and I, we cherish them. We love to laugh with you. Claudia will tell you, she'll look at you with that look in her eye, go, here he goes again.
And my wife and I have been married we got married in 1827, so you do the numbers. But they always ask me, what is the thing that keeps both of you together for so long? And I always tell them, the secret to a long marriage, truly, is common interest. You know, like some people like the plant, some people like the travel, some people like the bowl on the same bowling league. In our particular case, Tony, we both love me, and it seems to be working out just the way I had planned it. Now, a little bit of a narcissist there, do you think?
I know it sounds crazy, but salad is salad, but nobody makes a salad like your wife.
Thank you so much. And Tony, don't forget now, we're going to go to Italy together.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, we're going
to
do that, and maybe make a stop off in Greece, too. But that's still on my hit list, so still on the list of things to do together, you and I, Franny and Claudia. So we got
to
do that.
You know, yes, I can't wait to our trip to go to Italy and go to Greece. Because my family, my father's family is from Crete.
Right.
Franny's family is from Sicily.
That's where I'm from.
An amazing trip.
Saturday nights, ladies and gentlemen, at 10 to midnight Eastern Time, tune in to WABC.com to hear Tony Orlando. Every week, he's got a huge guest. He's got a theme. He does a terrific job. You can hear it streaming on his website, which is TonyOrlando.com, by the way, where you can also find out where he's playing, and he's going to be near me in a couple of days. And I got to tell you something. You will listen to it faithfully. He does a great job. You really do.
Oh, that's an honor. That's an honor that you do that, really.
Yeah, I do. Every Saturday night, you know that. I heard the Priscilla Presley show. I heard the Debbie Gibson, the whole nine yards. It's a great show. Tony, I am looking forward to seeing you after the first of the year. You promised me you would come down, and if you can't make it, I'll come to you. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of the Orlandos, and accept my deepest, sincere appreciation for having you in my life.
Same here. And you know what's so wonderful, everybody, about our friendship is that our children are friends
as
well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My son, I have two sons, but my son, one of them is very close to Jenny Rose, and I keep on telling him, Scott, if you become serious, Jenny Rose, Tony could be my paisan, cumbare.
I'm right there with you, Papa.
I love you, Tony, and we'll chat soon, okay, my friend?
Okay, sweetie. God bless you and Claudia.
And happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and all the good things to you and your family, Ron.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. That means a lot. I got to tell you something. I enjoy talking to Tony Orlando so much, as you can probably tell. I could have him on every week. In fact, that's what our new show is going to be. It's going to be Orlando in Orlando. He decided that was the name. He said, Sedgy kind of screws it up a little bit, so we're just going to call it Orlando in Orlando. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's Christmas. Christmas in New York, it's a special time of year. Ah, Christmas in New York, oh, the city's full of yuletide cheer. There's magic in the air, from Greenwich Village to Times Square. It's Christmas, Christmas in New York. Ooh, it's Christmas in New York. Stroll down on Broadway. In the tree at 30 Rock. A carriage ride through Central Park. Ah, it's Christmas. Christmas in New York.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26 and 27. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the world the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. mercy.
I tell you something. Christmas is not the same unless you are listening to music like you just heard from the great Oak Ridge Boys. They are terrific guys. And joining us right now is our dear friend from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. Hello, Richard. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Well, hello to you as well, Ron, and certainly a pleasure for me to once again be talking to you. It certainly is.
Well, I got to tell you something. We look forward to these visits, and I was talking to William Golden not too long ago, and he says to me, he says, I always know when you got one of the guys on the show, especially Richard, because he comes on the bus and he says, I talked to Ron today, and I thought that was very nice. Thank you. From now till Christmas Day, performing at the Gaylord's Opryland in Nashville, packing them in with a 31-show residency. You did this last year, too, didn't you?
We did do it last year. This is our second year. But last year, it was much more restricted. You know, we were still had to abide by the protocols of COVID virus and everything, and everybody had to social distance. And this year, it's much better. It's a bigger room, a lot more people at the show. There's not a place that does Christmas any better than the Gaylord Opryland Resort. There's just millions and millions of lights and so many things to do with Christmas. And it's just a pleasure for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of it.
There's a big plus for the Oak Ridge Boys. They get to go home and sleep in their own beds at night.
Well, you're right, Matt. You know, that is something. You know, we leave in the afternoon, and later on that night, we're back at home. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a good gig. There's no doubt about
it. Right.
Now, I hope are doing the porch scene where you are in the rocking chairs and you're telling stories, because, ladies and gentlemen, and not only great music, but great memories by the guys.
We still do. We refer to it as our rocking chair segment. And, you know, the four Oak Ridge Boys just kind of sit in front of a fireplace in rocking chairs, I might add. And, you know, we take turns talking, you know, about childhood Christmas memories and what Christmas means to us. You know, it gives the audience a chance to get to know the four Oak Ridge Boys just a little bit better. You know, our latest album, actually, Front Porch Singing, was really inspired by this rocking chair segment.
Right.
Our producer, Dave Cobb, about 3 years ago, came to our Christmas show, and he saw the rocking chair segment, and he loved that down-home feel that we have in the chairs. And after the show, he said, what I want to do, I want to capture that feeling on a record. And he said, we can't do it in rocking chairs, you know, in front of a fireplace, because it's not going to be a Christmas project. But he said, let's just make it like four guys gathering on a front porch in a very casual way and just singing and harmonizing together. And we're really proud with the way it turned out. But it was inspired by the very rocking chair segment that you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's a great segment, and it brings back so many memories. It's done so well. Working through December 25th, so you're actually going to work Christmas night, too, then.
Yeah, well, right up until Christmas night, and believe it or not, out of all the shows, the first show to sell out was the Christmas night show.
Wow, isn't that something? It's nice because you don't have to go, as we all know in this business, you get paid for the travel, and you don't have to do that. That's sensational, and I'm assuming that right after the first of the year, you guys are going to be out on the road.
Yeah, we'll take a few weeks off, you know, around Christmas and New Year's. We're going to start right up back in about the middle of January. On, we're going to be, you know, back out here on the road. You know what I'm saying? Going around the country, you know, taking Oak Ridge Boys music all over the place.
So imagine that you're pretty well booked up for the next year. I know you're going to be near me, and I'm going to be in that audience because I've been nominated by Richard as the fifth Oak Ridge Boy.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to coming down your way. You know, that's a great place to play down there in Florida, you know, and we certainly will be there, and I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys, and I can tell you we plan to have a great time and a great night. So if you're in that central Florida area, you know, make plans to come and see the Oak Ridge Boys.
Well, we'll be talking to you before you come into this area.
Okay, good.
When you do this show at the Opryland, it's a setting that you can't really have that much on the road because you're there for a long period of time. It's like playing in Branson and being a resident there, is that you can actually have a setting that is a little bit flamboyant more so than being on the road, right?
Well, you're right about that. It's a great circumstance. Beautiful stage. You know, we have got the fireplace set up with the rocking chairs and everything. The guys in our band and our crew especially They love it because they don't have to tear that stuff down and put it back up every night.
Mm-hmm.
It is all set in place for 31 straight shows, so they enjoy it as well as for us.
I know the Christmas Day show, as you mentioned, is sold out, but are tickets still available between now?
I am sure they are. The best way is just to contact Opryland, the Opryland Resort. We do not actually handle the tickets ourselves, so, right. So you have to get in touch with them.
How depressing is it to you now to be off baseball season?
Well, I'll tell you, when I keep checking my phone, I checking all the baseball websites that I go to, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it to come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Richard wasn't such a great singer and in such a great group and having such an enormous success, I think he would be anything on a baseball team. Pitcher, catcher, bat boy, anything, just to be on that field.
Yeah.
How do you guys keep it fresh? I've asked you this before, because you spend more time on the road with the other three guys than you do with your family.
Well, that's true. And I think we have developed a special relationship between the four of us. Over the course of the years, we have become the best of friends. We really have. Everybody in the group is different. And everybody brings something different to the table, but we've learned to respect that difference a long time ago, and I think we realized a long time ago that we need each other. So we pull together as a team. We're a true brotherhood. Every night in the rocking chair, he says something that's kind of very appropriate. He said, it's great to sing in harmony, but it's even better to live in harmony. And that's what we do as the Oak Ridge Boys, and I think that's what helps us get along and do what it is that we do year in and year out.
Richard, I got the chills when you said that. That is absolutely true, and boy, we need it too.
Yes.
I don't know how you are able to do a concert and you introduce, as I always said, reinventing yourself all the time. All of the guys are. And to introduce new material when everybody wants to hear the hits has got to be tough. Now you put Christmas music on top of it. So it's a real juggling match as far as show content is concerned, because you could fill up 6 hours between your songs and the Christmas music.
You're right about that, but we were able to work it out. The show here at Opryland, it's a great balance. It's a great mixture. We take care of some regular business first. We do sing some of our hits. You can count on the fact that you hear Elvira. You will be hearing Elvira if you come to our Christmas show. You're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mau Mau, that's for sure. And we got William Lee does Thank God for Kids. So we do some of the hits, but then we cover many different aspects of Christmas. There's a lot of sides to Christmas. The romantic side of Christmas, the fun side of Christmas. We have a great, great Santa Claus. Santa comes out. He goes down into the audience, interacts with the kids. And so it's a great family show. It really is. Then we do the rocking chair segment. And then we end the show with songs about the real true meaning of Christmas. And we know that's the birth of Jesus. So it's a perfect family show, a well-rounded show, hits. And several different aspects of Christmas, and we thoroughly enjoy doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the show several times, the Christmas show and, of course, other concerts. And if you don't go and see the Oak Ridge Boys, whether you see them at Gaylord's Opryland up until December 25th in Nashville, or check out their website, which is oakridgeboys.com, to see where they're playing, you're going to miss out on a evening of entertainment that is absolutely sensational. You will not walk away disappointed. Nobody ever does. Richard, I, on behalf of my family, to your family and to all the guys in the band, William, Dwayne, Joe, Merry Christmas, my friend, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you in the new year.
Well, Ron, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. It's like I say, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Over the years, you have been very good and very kind to the Oak Ridge Boys. We do not take that lightly. We appreciate it very much.
Well, I want to tell you something. You reciprocate that back to me, too, and I appreciate it very much. Richard, thank you, my friend, and Merry Christmas.
You, Ron.
Thank you.
Right.
Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Without you, I'll be so blue, thinking about you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ron Seggie today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, I got to tell you something. It's no secret that when it comes to success in the marketplace, the lifeblood of the American economy is small business. Everybody thinks, you know, the big, big corporations are what make this thing work. The backbone of this country is small businesses. And joining us right now, her moniker is great. It's Small Biz Lady. Joining us right now is Melinda Emerson. Hi, Melinda. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much.
I hope you have that on your door to your office, Small Biz Lady. I love that.
I have it on my door. I have it on a bedazzled shirt that I wear. You know, I have a cape, too, because I feel like I fly over the city saving one small business at a time.
You need to have a vanity license plate, too. Let's talk about America's number one small business future, okay? Because with this pandemic, and all of the things that we've gone through, it's had an enormous impact on businesses of all sizes. But for some reason, small businesses and really those owned by women and minorities were hit the hardest. Why is that the case, Melinda?
Well, unfortunately, over 100,000 small businesses have been forced to close their doors due to the pandemic. And unfortunately, minority women businesses make up a disproportionate amount of the businesses that were affected. Matter of fact, over 50%, in fact, were people of color in business that had to close their doors. And the biggest reason why is just people were struggling with their digital pivot. So many people were forced to turn to digital strategies, yet they didn't have the skills or the resources to quickly make this transition. In fact, businesses that did not have digital tools like e-commerce capabilities, cybersecurity protocols, or even an email list to communicate with their customers had to figure out how to adapt. And it was a super stressful time and such a fast timeline.
Do you think that a benefit of this COVID-19, and I hate to use that in that type of phrase, but could have been the fact that it made aware of the benefits, of the importance of staying technically in the ball game. I mean, I look at people who, I guess I got to include myself in this, that, you know, I had a minimal amount of knowledge of technology when it comes to this new life that we have with all of the great things that are happening with cell phones and so on and so forth. But this really brought it to a head, and now I think it's tough for people to get back to the normal way of doing business. They're so enthralled with the new technology.
Well, I think the normal way of doing business has changed for forever, and it's more important than ever that people be savvy with digital tools. And that's why I'm so excited to talk to you today, because Verizon has created a new platform. It's called Small Business Digital Ready, and it's a new free online curriculum that gives small business owners the tool they need to succeed in today's digital world. And the curriculum includes exclusive learning modules, expert coaching, and peer networking that's going to propel small businesses forward. And some of the learning modules are on things like developing content that matters, which is actually a course that was taught by me on the platform. There's also one-on-one coaching and mentoring available to help people with whatever they're struggling with.
Is it difficult for those people who consider themselves maybe a little light in the technology field to learn this? I mean, when you start talking about apps and everything else, you know, traditionally, the old model, if you will, of retail is somebody comes into the store, you sell them the merchandise, you check out, and bingo, bango, you're gone. This is an altogether different ballgame, and change is very difficult for people who have been doing it one way, regardless of what way that is, for so long.
Well, that's the reason why this curriculum is so cool. Because number one, it's free. They've got over 30 courses and counting on the platform for everything that you could be struggling with, whether it's personal branding, getting started with e-commerce, getting started with email marketing. There's so many great tools and trainings on here. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to do live Q&As with some of the instructors and get mentoring at if you need it. And guess what? There's even one even bigger benefit to this. If you log on to this platform and participate in two courses or two mentoring sessions, you also become eligible for a $10,000 grant.
That's what I want to talk about. How you do that? I mean, what's the procedure? Because I'm sure a lot of ears perked up when you mentioned that.
Well, all you have to do is log on to the platform at Verizon.com/smallbusinessdigitalready and sign up for at least two courses. But you got to trust me, once you get started with these courses, they are really tight and they give you exactly what you need in 30 to 35 minute increments. You're going to keep going because there's so much good stuff here and it's taught by top experts. You know, this curriculum was created by small business owners for small business owners. So all you got to do is participate in two courses or two mentoring sessions to become eligible for the $10,000 grants. But it's really about upskilling yourself so that you can run a better business in this digital economy.
Melinda, out of curiosity, is it a learning curve that takes a lot of time, or is it something that, you know, after a couple of sessions, you kind of bounce into it? Because I'm sure a lot of people say, I'm so busy running my business, I don't have time to go to school, which really is counterproductive because they should, because they'll probably be more efficient, as you express, in their business if they did have some further education in this area.
Well, the great thing about the Verizon Small Business Digital Ready platform is that all of the courses are 30 minutes, not more than 35 minutes.
Wow.
You've got 35 minutes to get some training to help you grow your business. I know you do. I'm busy. Everybody's busy. But you can set aside 30 minutes a week to go on this platform and take a new course. You absolutely can.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. Let's one more time talk about how the eligibility for these grants are available, Melinda.
If you take two courses or participate in two mentoring sessions, you become eligible for a $10,000 grant, and all you have to do is log on to Verizon.com/smallbusinessdigitalready to get started.
Well, I tell you something, that is a great, great idea, and I'm sure it's going to be very successful for you. Now, where can we go for more information in general about what we talked about today and more?
Well, if you want more information about me, I'm Small Biz Lady on every social platform, or you can go to succeedisyourownboss.com. But if you want to get started with these courses and become eligible for this grant money, all you have to do is go to Verizon.com/Small Business Digital Ready.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Melinda, thank you so much for joining us. Very important. As I mentioned in the introduction, you know, the lifeblood of the American economy is small businesses. They always think the big corps are what make it happen, but those small businesses, they make a large percentage of our economy, probably the majority, if I'm not incorrect. And our guest has been Melinda Emerson, known, of course, as the Small Biz Lady, giving us what we need to know to make our small business work. Melinda, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back again, okay? So would you do that?
I would love to come back, Ron, anytime.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay safe and look forward to your return, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Melinda Emerson, important stuff about the economy and small businesses. You got to support these small businesses. It's just so important to us. We're going to pause momentarily, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group, their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my buddy Tony Orlando and Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys for joining us. Also, Melinda Emerson. Next hour, actress Sharon Gless will be here. She, of course, starred on Cagney and Lacey. She's got a brand new memoir out right now called Apparently There Were Complaints. Later on in the hour, from a show on Oxygen called 9/11 Crisis Center, Essence Sullins and Nancy Woodruff. Then Academy Award-winning actor John Voight, and we'll chat about hateful speech in America with Marion Salzman. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause briefly, but we'll be back with hour number two.